How are you, gentlemen?
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Conley.
Good morning.
Well, guys, here's the front page story in USA Today. The headline reads, "Taking on Blue Cross." When a Michigan firm devised a plan, Ford Motor Company to cut costs on physical therapy, it drew fire from the state's largest insurer and showed how tough it is to revamp healthcare. On the front page of the Detroit Free Press yesterday, headline reads, "Lawsuit questions Blue Cross power therapy program fight raises red flags about Blue Cross Blue Shield." And then finally, in the local section of the Lansing State Journal, the headline read, "Firm says Blue Cross tried to crush it." That's a quote from you, Robert. Talk about that.
Well, it is a quote from me. Let's remember that this went through the litigation process and we were victorious. So what you're reading is very, very, very pretty much on as far as the truth. Ford Motor approached us, Theramatrix, and asked us to create a program to save them healthcare dollars because it's out of control, as everybody knows. And we eventually teamed up with Blue Cross to do this program. And what happened is at the final hour when we signed the deal with Ford, Blue Cross dropped us or breached their contract with us, said they would not perform their services that we had a contract for them to perform, which was the administrative part of this whole thing. And so, again, we went out and found another TPA to do what Blue Cross was supposed to do for us, and the program was so successful that Chrysler wanted to get on board. And when Chrysler sent out a letter stating that they're going to go with the Theramatrix program because it was so successful with Ford, Blue Cross terminated us after 25 years of being a provider to Blue Cross Blue Shield patients. And so, you know, they're 70% of the market. And there's different quotes, 60, 70% of the market. And you can imagine when somebody takes 60, 70% of your business away from you, how that's going to impact your business.
So you were going to work in partnership with Blue Cross, and they decided that perhaps you were going to be taking away some of their profits?
Absolutely. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, when Ford approached us, they didn't approach Blue Cross. They were literally going to carve this niche, this outpatient physical therapy, away from Blue Cross Blue Shield. So had not Theramatrix won the bid for Ford, Blue Cross would have lost the business completely. But we took them on as a partner so they could still participate with the Ford outpatient physical therapy. And it was at the end when we signed with Ford, they literally told us they were going to start their own program exactly like ours, and that it was more or less put to us that, you know, like, look, they're not going to perform the duties for us that they signed a contract for. And they have this sue me attitude because they are so dominant in the healthcare industry.
All right, we're talking with Theramatrix Physical Therapy CEO Robert Whitten and also President and COO Robert Reed. After I read all these stories, gentlemen, I kept thinking, I didn't understand why the Blues had a problem. First of all, you did not go behind their back. Second of all, you could have excluded them and you could have went elsewhere, but you wanted to keep the partnership going. So you made great efforts to continue the partnership that you've had with them for 25 years. My question to you, was there conversations or dialogue with Blues prior to them dropping you?
Not with us, but there was with Ford Motor Company. You know, we were right on track of getting this program going, and through the discovery process, through the litigation part of this whole mess, we found documents where they were going to Ford, threatening Ford with the loss of hospital discounts if they continued to move forward with physical Theramatrix. And that was, again, we were totally unaware of that. That was in December of 2004 that they were going behind our back to Ford, making these threats. And yet, to our face, right through January and February, we were meeting for implementation and the whole shot, and they never mentioned one time that there were any issues at all.
How does this make you feel, gentlemen? Does it make you mad? Is it ethical?
Well, obviously, it's certainly not ethical, you know, but I'm going to let Bob add if he's chomping.
Yeah, hi, this is Bob Reed. We believe that Blue Cross per Act 350, which is state legislative Act 350, is held to a higher standard than any other insurance plan. They've given nonprofit status, tax-exempt status in the state of Michigan, and under that mandate, they're supposed to provide the citizens of Michigan with affordable health care. And here we develop a product with them on behalf of Ford, and they're our partners. And instead of embracing this program, and like we were told, both Bob and I and many of our team members were told by Blue Cross that if this product is successful, we're going to roll it out to our entire book of business, what do? They try to put us out of business.
Yeah.
So unethical, yeah. But I believe that, you know, one of the quotes by Mr. Hetzel in the news is that, you know, we're big and it's good to be big.
Monopolistic. You're running into it is a legal term, and I am not a lawyer, but it's when you have 70% of the market, that's pretty close to being a monopoly.
Okay, by them dropping you, what's that mean to your bottom line?
Well, again, it really nearly put us out of business. See, we're dependent upon referrals from physicians as physical therapists. We're licensed, but we require a prescription, and when Blue Cross sends out a letter to every physician or insurance carrier that they will no longer pay for treatments at Theramatrix, it's devastating. It was devastating.
It denies us access to 70% of the market.
Yeah.
So, how have you responded to that?
Well, again, there was a lot of political pressure out there because we've been around for 25 years. We're Michigan's oldest private practice company, and at one point in time, we were the largest. And so there was a lot of political pressure by not only some of the corporations in Michigan, but also by some of the unions. So a year and a half after they removed us from the network, we were put back in. But unfortunately, you know, it took us 25 years to build those relationships with doctors to be on the top of the referral list. We got moved off their list, or we got moved to the bottom of their list.
Well, if I was to play devil's advocate, let's take ethics and morals out of it, if you will.
Sure.
You're a smaller company. You're going up against the big boy. Business is business.
Well, let's say that. Let's talk about business is business. We were a partner. We had a contract with them. So, you know, yeah, business is business. But that's why you make contracts, because business can be a rough venture. You know, I'd like to quote a few of things from Mr. Hetzel, Blue Cross's publicist, or
he's their vice president of communications.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't mind, I mean, he talks about the robust competition in Michigan, quote robust, and that it's a very competitive market. You know, those are very misleading statements that he's making to the public, because of the fact that, you know, you look at Crane's publications, and when you see that the healthcare plans in the state of Michigan, Blue Cross's revenues are, you know, $22 billion. The next closest competitor in the healthcare arena is $1.6 billion. And that competitor that is the 1.6 behind the $22 billion is a dental plan. So, you know, you look at the Aetnas, the Humanas, who all vacated this state because of the issues that the Department of Justice are looking at currently with Blue Cross and the hospitals. It's kind of queasy. You know, Mr. Hetzel also said, well, look at Priority Healthcare out of Grand Rapids, sir. They're coming in like crazy. But if you listen to the Vice President of Communications for Priority Healthcare, he's even making statements that how difficult it is to penetrate markets you know, with that has Blue Cross as the dominant provider.
And I should note that Andy Hetzel left a message on my voicemail after I had requested that he come on the program to talk about this, and he left a message saying that this situation is involved in litigation and they have no comment. So we did try to get their side of the story. So that leads me to my next question, and we're talking with Robert Whitten and Robert Reed from Theramatrix Physical Therapy. What's next?
Well, again, we're going to let some of this play out. Again, the Department of Justice and I believe the Attorney General both filed suit against Blue Cross in a federal court. So we see that there are other suits coming out for Blue Cross Blue Shield against Blue Cross Blue Shield, and we believe there's going to be a lot more. What's next is Theramatrix is trying to put itself together again. You know, I mean, we understand there are challenges in the healthcare industry, and there has to be, something has to be done. But, you know, there's this dichotomy that it's black or white. We either have this major healthcare reform or we have nothing. And it's not a black and white issue. There is that gray area. And maybe we should be looking in our backyard and saying, wait a minute. Maybe we can fix it like in Michigan as opposed to bringing in a national health care plan. Maybe we should look at our system currently, the hospitals, the big insurers around the country, and see if there isn't something going on within those moving parts.
And if I may just, this is Bob Reed again, if I just may comment that what we're going to be looking at, I mean, the one thing the USA Today article put forth is that our program is successful. We've known it.
Yeah.
Ford knows it. You know, UAW knows it. It's a successful program. Why a GM, a Chrysler, a state of Michigan, which, again, spends billions of dollars in health care every year, why they don't look at a program like ours to help them save money, especially in these tough economic times, we're going to continue to pursue those customers.
That is bewildering when you think about it, because this program was implemented in 2005, and yet we have not been contacted by any of the major companies that are crying broke because of healthcare issues. The state of Michigan, who's literally broke, just re-upped with Blue Cross Blue Shield with a 50-some percent increase in their administrative fee service, and that's to again process claims and to find these perceived discounts for them.
Well, we've been talking with Robert Whitten and Robert Reed from Theramatrix Physical Therapy. Gentlemen, this is a story we're going to watch. I'll be in touch. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.